Did you know that crowns are not the normal? Did you know that dentists should be thinking prevention, not constant repair? Well, regretfully, that's not the dental industry norm.
This is crazy.
The Microscope Dentistry by Shoup's mission statement is to make sure their patients don't keep coming back for major restoration. Listen now and listen more to all of our shows online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup. Yeah, I'm mental.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much. It is always a pleasure, an honor when you decide to spend an hour with me. This is where you come to become more informed, more intelligent, a more savvy, knowledgeable dental, medical, health, wellness, nutrition, consumer, all of the things you need to know to live a really healthy and well-rounded life you can find right here. You'll know more than anybody else. You'll know the questions to ask, and you'll know the answers that you need to hear back. You know how this works. We begin in Dental School 101, and I'm going to put to rest the concept, the idea, the misinformation that good, high-quality dentistry is more expensive than cheap dentistry. It is no bargain to buy and get cheap dentistry. It is a misconception that microscope-based biomimetic dentistry is, quote-unquote, pricier than regular dentistry. We're going to dissect that out. I'm going to prove it to you that it is absolutely false thinking that way. Ask the Expert is our next section. We get to have in studio live with us Bea White. She is a board certified health coach, an author, and she's going to share with us some absolutely scary, frightening, common ingredients in products that we use all the time. You don't know the consequences of some of these mysterious additives that they put in there, but you'll know now, and you don't want to miss what Bea has to share with us. And you get to meet my good buddy Eric, relatively new friend for me, and one of the famous quotes he had after he came to the office and met with me is, "I've never seen anything like this before." He's going to tell you what all that means. But first, an absolutely great study is out which proves which is better, a manual, handheld, regular old toothbrush or an electric toothbrush. We go head-to-head with this showdown right now.
Time to go under the microscope.
Being smart is so hard.
Well, we all have debates about which is better, a regular old handheld toothbrush, the one that you scrub back and forth, or one of the fancy upstart toothbrushes, the electric ones, the ultrasonic ones, the sonic ones. What is good? What is better? What is best? Here is the data. Scientists found that people who use an electric toothbrush have healthier gums, less tooth decay, and also keep their teeth longer compared to those who use a manual toothbrush. The groundbreaking research took 11 years to complete. Now, you and I have talked before. When you hear people quote studies, when you hear scientists say they've done a research study or whatever, there's a couple of things you need to look for. Number one, how big is the population of people that they are sampling, that they are studying? The smaller the sample, the smaller the population. We call it the N number, the number of subjects studied, the less reliable a study is. The more people, the greater the population, the bigger the N, the more reliable the data is. Second issue, the longer the study is, the more reliable. If you track something over a day or two, not very reliable. If you track something over months, much more reliable, years, but this study, 11 years of tracking. So the data is really, really good. It's the longest study of its kind into the effectiveness of electric versus manual toothbrushes. Chief Executive Officer of the Oral Health Foundation, Dr. Nigel Carter, believes this study backs up what several hundreds of smaller studies have previously suggested. Dr. Carter and all of his health experts are speaking about the benefits of electric toothbrushes for many years. The latest piece of evidence is one of the strongest and clearest that electric toothbrushes are far superior to your oral health. Here's what he quotes. As the science behind the advantages of electric toothbrushes is mounting, the decision whether to invest in one becomes much, much easier. Yes, they are an investment. B, they absolutely take a different learning curve than a regular old manual toothbrush. But when you start using one, it is amazing. Given the advantages of electric toothbrushes, Dr. Carter continues, having one is an excellent investment and could really benefit the health of your mouth. That means that whether you're using a manual or electric toothbrush, you should be brushing for 2 minutes twice a day with a fluoride toothpaste. Also, good oral health routine would not be complete without using an interdental brush or a floss product of some kind once a day. So here's the bottom line. I am a huge proponent, a huge fan of electric toothbrushes. I used a manual toothbrush, regular old handle bristle toothbrush, and I wanted the hardest toothbrush I could find. I wanted to scrub the dickens. The harder I scrubbed, the cleaner I got my teeth, so I thought. If they had made a wire one, I'd have bought it. That's how much I wanted to do the scrubbing. And I have thoroughly ditched in my teeth at the gum line. I've thoroughly receded my gums. And I've thoroughly screwed up because over the years of my development before I got educated, I was using a manual. I switched to a Sonicare toothbrush. I've been through Oral-B's. They're great. Oral-B Sonics, they're great. I currently use Sonicare. Your dentist, we at Microscope Dentistry by Shoup, we have in our hygiene department all of the electric toothbrush products. We have the water picks. We have everything at a lower price point than you can get them at the discount store. A lot of times the discount stores will give you lower price point, but they're actually not the same unit. They're not the same product. They're not the same gadget. They won't make you think that, but they're not. But anyway, they're absolutely amazing. You have to change your brushing technique. You have to get a different thought pattern in your head. You have to approach it with a different concept in mind. But if you do, the benefits of using electric, the electrics are so far superior to the manual ones, there isn't any even, it's not even close. And this 11-year study backs all that up. So there you have it. In a head-to-head drag race, knockdown, drag-out fight, the electric sonic toothbrushes work far better than your little manual ones. Go ahead, get it, give yourself a gift, get ready for Christmas, put it in as a stocking stuffer, go for it. Electric toothbrushes are better. Up next, is discount dentistry really a bargain? I'm going to tell you the truth right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. He's been to pretty much every major city in the U.S. He's been to several foreign countries.
Do you know what that man's costing us each day?
He's in demand for his holistic health approach as a teacher and as a doctor at his microscopic dentistry practice in central Indiana. This is the Dr. Shoup Show, online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
7 million in the world, baby, I only want to be with you.
Well, it is so good to have you here. Thank you very, very much. And as I mentioned before, we're going to answer the question, is it truly a good idea Does discount dentistry really pay? Is it really truly a bargain? And here's what prompted this entire thing. You remember my good friend Bob from Cutting Edge Nutrition. I was in his store the other day and he said, hey, had a guy come in and he started telling me about me, all kinds of details about me. I'd never met this guy before. And I said, where did you learn about me? And he said, well, I listened to the Dr. Shoup show and I heard you on the radio and I came up here to check things out and meet you and buy some stuff. I need some things. And he goes, well, Bob says, well, are you a patient of Dr. Shoup's? And the guy goes, oh, no, I can't afford him. He's too expensive. Now, mind you, this guy has never been in my office, never called me, but he had this concept, this belief that biomimetic microscope-based dentistry must certainly be well out of his price range, must be really, really expensive compared to other dental work, and is certainly not anything that would be on his radar. It would be analogous to if you're going to go look for a car. He's not going to wind up at the Rolls-Royce dealership. He's going to wind up with a really good Chevy or Ford. And that's not the case. It is absolutely fascinating to me that because I talk about, you and I know about, dentistry that is high quality, dentistry that lasts a long time, dentistry that should be a true value to you. Everybody assumes that I use microscopes and air abrasion and the modern techniques, that it's more expensive. It absolutely, positively is not. It is not double or triple or even half again more expensive. It is on par with any other form of dental treatment. It is simply the know-how, the knowledge, and the experience that I have that allows me to do things so much better than the average dentist. You, the patient, receive massive benefits because you're not doing dentistry over and over again. I've always said this, and I want to bring this point home to you one more time. It has always been logical to me that the people with the least amount of disposable income, the people on the tightest budget, the people that have the least amount of extra cash floating around are those people exactly that need the finest dental work. Why? Because the finest, highest quality dental work should be done once, and it should last for years and years and years, not needing to be redone. The richest people in the world can afford crummy dentistry, because crummy dentistry, cheap dentistry, is going to have to be redone time after time after time. They're rich. They can afford to do it. It's a silly thing to do, but they could afford to do it if they really needed to. If you are on a tight budget, you can't afford to have the same tooth fixed every 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You can't afford it. So you need good quality dentistry, which does not mean super expensive dentistry. It just means dentistry done right. Well, and then everybody says, well, my insurance, I've got dental insurance. My insurance is certainly looking out after me. Let me let you think about this for a minute. This is a brand new publication. It came out, and it's talking specifically about Delta Dental of California. There are Delta Dentals of everywhere. Delta Dentals of California, of Alabama, of Michigan. They're their own separate entities under the umbrella. This is California alone. In 2016, Delta Dental of California paid its CEO, a guy by the name of Tony Barth, $14.3 million for the 1 year. Mr. Barth left the company 2 years later. Delta Dental of California declined to disclose what was paid the executives for 2017 and 2018. They let it slip out of 2016. The 9 highest paid Delta Dental of California employees earned more than $1 million each. In total, the 10 top employees of Delta Dental of California earned more than $30 million in 2016. The company generated, Delta Dental of California alone, this is only California, not everywhere, $5.9 billion with a B. The company made $5.9 billion in profit. Are you ready for this? And how many of you, let me ask you, how many of you have had a claim denied? How many of you have had a claim stalled? How many of you have had that say, well, your dentist, I never got the claim. You send it again. I never got the claim. How many of you have had claims discounted? How many of you have had dental claims where you owed some on it? These are your bargain dental helpers, and they're paying their executives $13 million a year. They profited and produced $5.9 billion, and they're hassling you and your dentist for like 25 bucks. The other thing that you don't know is for your dentist to be on the Delta plan, your dentist has to sign a contract with Delta, and Delta has a set fee schedule. This is the only thing you're allowed to charge. And most of it is a 25 to 30% reduction in the normal fees that happen in the state. How would it be if you got your next paycheck and your next paycheck was 25 to 30% less than what you were expecting? Would it change how you budgeted? Would it change how you thought about things? If your dentist is getting remunerated, reimbursed at a 25% loss, how is that dentist going to look at you as a patient? Happily? Or how do I save money? How do I cut corners? How do I do it cheaper? That's what you need to think about. So cheap dentistry is not necessarily your best dentistry. And no, biomimetic microscope-based dentistry is not exorbitantly expensive. Anybody can make it happen and work. I feel better. Thank you. Now, next, B. White, board-certified health coach, is going to share with you 4 of the scariest, dangerous ingredients in everyday products, and I'll bet you have all of them at home right now. She's going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. You need to take the step into the dental future.
Time circuits on.
Go to ddsradio.com and make plans to think differently about the dental industry. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Can't complain about my teeth.
As always, I certainly thank you for being on the program with me, and this is a special treat for me, and it's going to be a special treat for you, because you get to meet, again, she's been on the program before, a good friend of mine, B. White. B. is a certified health coach. She is an author. She is an educator. She is a political activist, and she is one of the most knowledgeable people I know in terms of understanding the chemicals, the products, the stuff that we use day in and day out, put on our body, put in our body, and what are the ramifications of that. Bea, it is such a treat to have you here. Thank you very, very much.
Well, you're welcome, Randy. Thanks so much for the invitation to be on your show.
I was telling the people in terms of kind of telling them a little bit as we were getting ready to start the program. You work with clients one-on-one, helping them make really good decisions, helping coach them to have healthier lives. You talk about making actual policy change from a governmental point of view with senators and representatives so that our government supports our health. For example, how many products are there that are banned or forbidden, let's say in Europe, as opposed to the United States?
There are approximately 1,300 harmful ingredients in Europe that are banned or restricted from their products versus about 12 of these ingredients being banned or restricted in the United States.
So I want the listeners to get a concept in Europe, and if you've not been to Europe, you should go, but we're talking about Great Britain, we're talking about France and Germany and Italy and Switzerland. These are very, very highly sophisticated countries. These are not third world countries. And they found certain products that they've deemed as a political, as a country. These things, our citizens shouldn't be exposed to this, these things. B says there are 1,300 of them, and there's only a dozen. Why is U.S. so backward in terms of protecting our citizens?
Well, that's a very interesting question, Randy. And the short answer is, it's about the bottom line. Ingredients that are made in a laboratory are cheaper to make than ingredients that are harvested in a field.
And so the manufacturing process makes it cheaper and easier to use these things for synthetic substitutes, and therefore it goes to the bottom line of profitability, and profitability runs, you know, drives the bus.
Exactly. And another part of it is the preservation system of an everyday product. Typically in this country, a product can sit on the shelf for 2 or 3 years. That's because they have typically toxic preservation chemicals in those products, and they don't allow that in the European Union.
Yeah, when I travel around the country, and particularly I'm getting ready to go to Africa, it always amazes me how fresh everything is because they don't store it forever, and it's not canned and processed, and the freshness of the products that you get in Europe and in Africa is just amazing. You brought to us today basically four products that are top on your hit parade list, and I want us to make sure we have enough time and go through those. And so I want everybody to get your pencils and paper out. We're getting ready to walk through the kind of the top four on her hit parade list. There's actually 20, and we're going to tell you how to get in contact with B at the end of this segment. But our first one is a product called Paraben. I know that parabens are preservatives. They were originally developed in the 1950s. They're designed to significantly increase the shelf life of products by killing off molds and bacteria. There's several kinds of parabens. There's butyl, methyl, propyl paraben. You had a run-in just recently with parabens, didn't you?
I did, Randy, and you're right. Parabens are preservatives, and they're prevalent in so many different products. I went and had a mammogram recently, and in the changing room, there were wipes that are provided for women to wipe their underarm area to get rid of the typically aluminum-containing antiperspirants that a lot of us wear so that it doesn't get in the way of the results of the mammogram. But the wipes, the baby wipes that were in the changing room is a perfect example of greenwashing. So two things were a problem here. One, very much an example of greenwashing, which means they use phrases such as pH balanced and hypoallergenic and fragrance free. And they use pretty leaves and flowers on the label to get you to think that it's a natural product. When in fact, I read the ingredient label on the back, and there were four different parabens that were in that product. And parabens have been linked to breast cancer.
So let's have a little soak time for this. You were in to get a mammogram, and they were asking you to wipe your underarms with a wipe that had four different kind of parabens. And the big thing about parabens is they've been linked to association with breast cancer. So you were there to screen so that you were sure you didn't have breast cancer using a product that has been linked to creating breast cancer.
Do I have that right? It's not right at all, but people don't know, and that's why we're talking right on the radio, so that we can raise the awareness.
The irony of that is just insane to me. It's just amazing. Okay. So parabens are found as preservatives in a variety of products, and you as a listener have to be very vigilant about looking for them because there's a connection with breast cancer and paraben products. Number two, oxybenzone. Oxybenzone is a product that is used in a lot of cosmetics, and it is a big part of sunscreen. Tell me about oxybenzone.
Yes. Oxybenzone is associated with photoallergic reactions, and it's also a suspected hormone disruptor. So it disrupts your endocrine system, potentially, and can cause problems with your skin. And, of course, you're putting the sunscreen that oxybenzone is typically found in on your skin. Another problem.
So one of the things that I think most people don't know, the state of Hawaii has banned the sale of any sunscreen that has oxybenzone in it because they found that the oxybenzone washes off of people's skin when they go into the water in Hawaii, and it happens to be helping to kill the coral reefs. So in the state of Hawaii, you're not going to find sunscreen. This chemical absorbs into your skin, absorbs UVB and UVA rays, and creates a chemical reaction that changes the wavelength of the light so the light doesn't penetrate down into your skin as far. That's how it works. Tell me about things, for example, the lifeguard at the pool always had zinc oxide or titanium dioxide on their nose. How is that as a sunscreen?
Well, the important thing to look for when you're looking for a sunscreen that's got zinc oxide or titanium dioxide in it, is that it's non-nanoparticle.
Okay.
Because some people have the mistaken perception that if it's zinc or titanium dioxide, it's safe. If the particle size is nanoparticle, itty-bitty, it can pass through your skin and accumulate in your organs. But if it's non-nanoparticle, then it's bigger. The particle size is larger, so it cannot pass through your cell membrane of your skin and then accumulate in your organs. So, yes, zinc and titanium dioxide can be safer. Just make sure they're non-nanoparticle.
Okay. Important to know. Thank you. Now, number three on your list that you gave me are called phthalates. Phthalates are a plastic modifier. They are a solvent. They make plastic, polyvinyl chloride plastics more flexible, more durable. They're in wood finishes, in cosmetics, and in food, because food is in plastic containers that gets these phthalates absorbed into the food. Tell me about phthalates.
Okay, so phthalates can be, first of all, hidden in a product, because a lot of times when fragrance is listed on a label, you'll see fragrance or perfume. And really, in America, what product does not have fragrance in it? Because we like our products to smell good, right?
Sure.
But the problem is, most of the time when you see fragrance on a label, it'll hide phthalates in there. And phthalates are linked, again, with breast cancer, like parabens are, birth defects, diabetes, obesity, autism, and ADHD.
Because these are actual petroleum-based solvents for plastics.
Yes, and see, you know so much more than most people in this country about these different ingredients. And yes, they're petroleum-derived, parabens are petroleum-derived. I like to say when I'm having a workshop to people, would you apply gasoline to your skin? people are using petroleum jelly. Well, would you put gasoline on your lips to keep them moist? No, I don't think so. So let's think this through and read our ingredient labels and make informed choices.
The last one you had on the list is near to my world, and that is SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate. And sodium lauryl sulfate is a product that is used to transport chemicals through the skin. It is a great penetrator of the skin. It's also the big thing that it does. It's what's called an emulsifier. It makes things smoosh together nicely, and it makes things foamy. People like foamy things. And so when you're cleaning, it's used a lot in cleaning products. Tell me about SLS.
Okay. So SLS is actually classified as a drug in bubble baths, because it has this ability to eat away skin protection and cause rashes and infections. And think about all those children in a bathtub playing with their bubbles. Yikes. I wish I'd known this when my kids were little.
Yep.
Also about SLS is that it may be contaminated with 1,4-dioxane and another carcinogen that is well known to cause cancer. So that's another concern with sodium lauryl sulfate. And you did say it's a penetrator, and you're right. It does. It can penetrate into the eyes as well as into the brain, heart, liver, and it shows long-term retention in the tissues, and it can also cause hair loss.
I must have been drinking this stuff like Kool-Aid as a kid. I don't know. I got the most severe hair loss of anybody I know. I was brushing my teeth with way too much SLS. Now, that's, yeah, all of those things. Those are the top four that you brought us, but there's actually a list of 20 of the most common ingredients to avoid, and you have them by virtue of your website at purehaven.com/BeWhite. And I don't want the listeners to worry about scrambling to get a pen. I want you to go to ddsradio.com like you're used to. And I want you to click on the tab that has BeWhite 20 most common ingredients to avoid. And it'll connect you over so that you can A, reach out and directly contact B if you wish. It'll have her website, her email address there. And secondly, there'll be the list of the 20 ingredients. And so as we're closing this up, B, what would you give as the highest recommendation for people to, and how do they read the labels? What are they going to, how do they read labels differently now the way they should?
What I suggest is that they can download this ingredients to avoid onto their computer or onto their phone and have that with them whenever they're shopping. So then they can compare these ingredients to avoid with the ingredient labels of whatever product they're thinking of buying. So hopefully your audience members are reading their food ingredient labels. So my main suggestion is, let's add reading the ingredient labels on our products, our everyday products as well, and get on to, there's another website we're going to put up on the website too. It's called the Environmental Working Group Skin Deep Database, and this has a database of over 70,000 different American products that people can search for to see how toxic or non-toxic are their products. It's a great resource. So it's all about education and then becoming an ingredient detective.
Bea, I thank you very, very much. We always tell people this is the radio program that you should listen to because you're going to hear things and learn information you're never going to learn anywhere else. And boy, have you really ramped that up for us today. This is data that is vitally important, and nobody is going to get it unless they find you and find the program. Thank you very, very much for being here. And I want everybody to go to ddsradio.com, look for that tab that says 20 most common ingredients to avoid with Bea White's name on it. It'll take you right to Bea so you can contact her directly. Thank you very much, Bea, for being here with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Randy.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
You're welcome.
See you later. All right. Bye. All right. Up next, you get to meet my good friend, Eric. When he met me for the first time, he said, "I've never seen anything like this before." He'll give you the details right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. If your dentist is suggesting multiple crowns, we say get out of the chair real quick and make a run for it. You don't need to destroy your teeth and start down the road to a root canal. Just talk to Uncle Randy at Microscope Dentistry by Shoup, who avoids invasive procedures and will set you on the right path, saving you money. Call our Indy office today at 317-776-1100 or check us out online at ddsradio.com. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, if you all have listened to the program at all, you know this is my favorite part of the whole show where I get to introduce to you some old friends, new friends, and today I have a new friend. Eric, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. As I told everybody at the beginning, Eric, I said the pressure was on me because you were looking for a new dentist and your boss made a recommendation and it was me. So, man, I have double responsibility to come through on you. So thank you very much for having faith in me and your boss. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So you had unlimited choices of dentists to go to, and obviously you had a recommendation, but when you actually came in and we met and talked and looked things over, what was that experience like for you?
It was interesting. I've had various dental procedures over my life, and I usually it's dreadful. But when I came in, I never had seen anything quite like it. Basically, you sit in the chair, go over what my needs were. What do you want to do? And then you basically said, I'm not suggesting that you do anything that I tell you to do, but I'm going to give you a list of everything that can be done, and based on what you're telling me, this is maybe what you would want to do. So I ended up Rhonda and all the gals there gave me a kind of an itemized chart of what I would what I thought was necessary, and then based on my budget and also the insurance policies that I have, it was kind of one of those things where I got to kind of go at my own pace based on, the urgency that I thought per tooth or per area of my mouth.
Well, you bring up a couple of things, and I really appreciate the fact that, you kept good track of things. That's really pretty impressive, and how you remembered all the stuff. But you said something that I thought was really pretty important, and it always strikes me that when I talk to people, they tell me the same thing, is that I gave you the opportunity to tell me what you wanted to do. And I get that so often. No dentist or healthcare professional ever asked you what you wanted, what was important to you. And so we were kind of the first folks that did that.
Yeah, I think to my knowledge, that's right. And, it's kind of an obvious point. I'm not sure, if you go and you get anything done in life, whether you're getting something worked on your car or something, you're always going to get your choices. This is what you can do, and these are your options. But I've never really had it put that way at a dentist's office. It's just a fascinating, model. I love it. I really am a big fan of it.
Well, thank you very, very much. And you also did something that everybody does. You give huge kudos to my team, and you mentioned Rhonda in particular. And one of the things that Rhonda's good at is after you and I meet and go over everything, I sit down and do homework and then organize all of our conversations and organize my thoughts and so forth. And then one of the things that I do at the end of it is do what's called a treatment a priority or a sequence priority. And that is, I'll tell you, here's what I think is kind of the most important things that you want to look at and address first. And then you brought up another really important point. you're able to go through this at your pace. You're able to look at this list and go, well, here's what fits for me for time and budget and everything. I guess nobody's ever given you also the option of pacing yourself through it. I suppose most dentists say you have to do everything right now.
Exactly. It was you're kind of self-paced based on what your needs are. I had a lot of the old Mercury style or whatever,
sure,
you know, fillings, and I just thought it was kind of neat that I had the choice of, you know, leaving those alone if they're fine. And also, I've never had I've never been to a modern dentistry. The dentist that I had grown up with and I had gone to since I was a child, I didn't know that, you know, when you have a cavity, you don't just, you know, take a drill and just drill out the whole interior and jam it with some more metal. I didn't know that there were more modern techniques as far as maybe not needing any drilling or maybe not needing any anesthesia at all, or, you know, just modern techniques that I wasn't even familiar with at all. Because it's not like I go online and research, you know, the process of getting my mouth, you know, the cavities filled. So it was just, to me, it was eye-opening, just on the aspect of a lot's changed. And I really appreciate knowing everything that I've done. You've done a fantastic job, and Lisa and everyone else is just coaching me through what is happening as it's going on. And that gives me a lot of peace of mind and comfort, knowing that I'm not going to have any kind of surprise, you know, while I'm sitting there.
Yeah, no, we don't like surprising anybody. We don't like to make it a Stephen King, you know, horror film novel or anything like that. But you mentioned also something else with the modern techniques we have. And I remember when I told you, you know, there's a lot of these restorations we're going to be able to do without drilling and without having to numb you up. You looked at me like, wait a minute, hold on there. And so, but because of the techniques we use, we did that a lot. And when you brought your son in, I mean, I don't think we did any anesthetic on him at all, and did most all of his stuff.
Yep, it's exactly right.
So that's cool. So tell me how your son got along.
He did great. He didn't really know what to expect being a 5-year-old and having a cavity, but it was the severeness of it was a point where the abrasion technique was sufficient, and then kind of an enamel coating. He loved it. He thought it was a blast. My 3-year-old daughter was there the whole time, and
sure,
we just had a great time. It was fun.
Well, man, I appreciate it, and I know that there are folks out there that are listening to this story, and they'll all resonate with it, and they'll say, well, gosh, you know, I may have enough courage to go do this myself now, and those modern techniques kind of sound okay. I really appreciate you sharing your story, sharing your information, and how you felt about things, and I certainly thank you very, very much for the compliments for my team. They are, yes, you are right, they're pretty amazing people, and I'm really, really proud of them, so thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, I tell you what, I'll see you up at the office next time, and we'll continue on with all your good stuff. We'll get you guys done and maybe catch a couple of new family members. And I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Eric. I really do.
Have a great day, doctor.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. We'll see you at the office.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that. It was really a treat to have Bea on with us, and she is going to come back as a regular feature as we go through the months. She's going to bring you a lot of information that's going to make a major impact in how you conduct the rest of your life to stay healthy, well, with lots of vitality. We are getting ready to head to Kenya on August 23rd, and we are going to be working in St. Gertrude's Children's Hospital for 2 weeks with the children out of Chileta Primary School. It is an absolute labor of love for us. We are exhausted when we come back. We are going to be able to treat, I think, in the neighborhood of about 78 children. It's about 8 a day. So we need your help. Go to ddsradio.com or kinddentistry.org and make your donation. So until we chat next time, be sure to brush your floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling,